joking. I'm wearing my Nick Saban Dynasty era shirt. It has the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on it.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things going on with that. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Uh-oh.
Your response
coming
is...
Coming in hot. Week 2, college football season. No buts allowed.
Yeah. Hello.
We should just record the pre-show.
Like, what is your thought with your koozie and beer situation? I'm embarrassed for you. You have the skinny can and a regular koozie. Please show it.
All right. It's like... I'm desperate, okay? Remember when the can reveal used to be a big deal? I saw a Stella Artois, and I just said, sure. And then I just wanted the koozie, and yeah, he's rattling around in there, okay? He's, you know,
just stop.
He's light on carbs, but that's what we're doing. So
light on carbs.
Thanks for the immediate call out, which, by the way, is a perfect segue.
Into
the tweet that Jack Nashman sent me on August 31st as my college football locks were imploding.
Yes.
Said, nice lock. He put lock in air quotes. Okay, nice lock pick so far this year, asshole, with 2 exclamation points. Now, I know Scott Van Pelt talked about this also this week, I saw. Because he did not do very well with his picks, which is pretty normal because we are contrarian
losers. Right.
Jack, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Nashman, that I did not deliver this week in locks, and I promise to do better.
Well,
I'm just ashamed for me and my family.
Let's move to Justin over on TikTok, where I posted the video of my locks, and he wrote, girls talking about spreads, fade every bet. To which I replied, 4-1 on those picks. Sorry you don't like winning money, Justin.
Oh, very nice.
If you could please just, if you're a guy and you think that's a good idea, just don't. Don't comment on
We're still doing that in the year 2024.
That's my point. Also, like, come up with something better. The best is that he apologized on there and said, I'm sorry, but that Penn State West Virginia bet was so bad or whatever. And I'm like, so the one bet that I lost was so bad. The one out of the 5 that I gave you. He couldn't even say sorry and just leave it at that. It just continues to double down. But yeah, in 2024, we're still doing that. But trolling is at an all-time high week 1 college football bets. So
yeah, it's we're back. We're very, very back. And it feels good, man. It feels really good. Week 1, we talked offline. I had family in town, which was wonderful, but like it throws my rhythm into disarray.
Yeah,
and I've got some soccer problems with my kids as well. Like we're gonna have to manage this college football season on a week-to-week basis. So this is the first week where we can lean back in and we could feel good about what we're doing. But let's talk a little week 1, even though we record this late in the week and nobody. Well, I guess week 1 overspilled into Monday, so maybe you're still thinking about week 1. Either way, we want to talk about week 1. Let's talk USC. Fuck yeah, Lincoln Riley. Can't believe I'm saying that, but fuck yeah,
I'm so happy.
And you know what's funny? So watching football games with my dad, Lincoln Riley, yes, but my dad just fucking hates Brian Kelly.
Everybody does. No, Everybody does. Everybody in my household was like, I don't like that guy. Like, the vibes, I feel bad saying that because I don't know him personally, but like...
I don't know him either.
But, you know, the vibes are just not great. And the slamming, like, don't get me wrong, I love a hot-headed coach. I love Rich Rod, okay? Football coach Rich Rod, let's just leave it at that.
Sure.
Slamming tables and being angry and yelling and cussing, like, I don't mind that at all. It's not even that for me with Brian Kelly. It's just something else that gives me a weird vibe. But it's funny that your dad said that and my stepdad said that to me this week.
Oh, yeah. He just, like, he wanted to see him unhappy.
Yeah.
And he was unhappy. And then he starts slamming tables. Like, that's a great image.
I also saw the best meme of that, by the way, was the person that said, this is the reaction, should be the reaction to seeing Dasani because Dasani is absolute trash. I hope we didn't want a Coca-Cola sponsor for this podcast because Dasani's
there it goes.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke I could do all day, okay? So Coke, I'm not trying to say all of your products are bad, but Dasani?
Just this one.
I would rather, actually, Aquafina is far worse. if we did like a power rankings of water, I would rather not have water than drink Dasani and Aquafina.
You're in the desert. You are
parched. Nope.
Yep. That's it. You're like,
that's it for me.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Dasani, please. I'd consider. Aquafina, literally never.
I can't remember the last time I had Aquafina.
It's the Major League Baseball water, so it's always at games. And I refuse. I never have water at baseball games.
I like it. Hot water takes.
Yeah.
Like bottled water takes. Okay, so Brian Kelly sucks at his job and everyone's mad at him. Good. Lincoln Riley maybe doesn't suck at his job and everyone loves him again. We kind of called this, by the way.
We did. Thank you. Run the tape, producer Matt. Run the tape.
I'm going to take USC +4 versus LSU. I think this is a wild line. I think USC is going to be so much better than we think they're going to be. I think Miller Moss is a dude.
The game that we are on together is USC +4 versus LSU. I think this USC team is a little underrated. I feel like USC might be in good shape to get this upset.
Yeah, we called this. It is amazing that this guy can just wake up out of bed and like produce Heisman Trophy candidates on repeat. Like,
yep.
That is amazing. And we've done enough shitting on Lincoln Riley over the last few years where we could keep it real. They looked like a team that wanted to tackle for the first time in a really long time.
Yes.
And they still gave up huge chunks of yards. This will not all be fixed. But they're a problem. Like, they are on a week where Oregon looked like very, and Ohio State's offense was not great, and Wisconsin sucked.
I told you, this team's going to be sitting out of championship weekend. And
what, playoff vibes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did get them at 20-1 to win the Big Ten before the season started. Wow. I did get that in.
Good call.
I did. That was a dark horse that I liked. That, Missouri, others. But good for them.
That's hard. I can't decide if that's a bigger statement to me than Notre Dame, because playing it at Texas A&M is such a hard thing to do to win. I think he was closer to that last year than people anticipated, maybe.
Yes.
Him being Marcus Freeman. Lincoln Riley having the criticisms of the defense, keeping his guy around, all of that kind of outside talk. That, I think, this was the biggest statement in terms of, hey, I heard you guys, we made these adjustments, and look, they worked. It's not just, hey, I made these adjustments and give it time. Like, it's definitely a big moment for them on a very big stage against a good LSU team. It's not a bad LSU team by any means.
No.
But it's...
No, they'll be fine.
It is a huge statement for USC and in the Big Ten. I think there was a lot of statements made, like Florida State deciding they're not going to win the ACC. Yeah, the ACC just dipping out. Peace. Clemson Jesus. Completely. The more I thought about Clemson falling out of the top 25, or falling as far as it did in the top 25 after losing to the number one team in the country, that like actually kind of blew my mind. I mean, Florida State obviously fell out. I actually don't know that was like a fair gist. Like, if you're evaluating them by like, okay, what you're looking at, I understand. But their preseason, I think maybe people are being more realistic about preseason rankings not mattering than they are about upholding, you know, where someone was in the preseason rankings. And we saw that with Oregon, too. We did do our AP poll show, so I won't dig in too deep on the AP poll. But that one was a real shocker to me that Clemson fell as far as they did after losing to the number one team in the country.
ACC did not have a great weekend. Florida State, obviously, is a train wreck. We'll talk about them. Actually, North Carolina beating Minnesota with its backup quarterback was probably...
I was going to say, I mean, outside I'm betting of Miami. Against him. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that they didn't have a terrible... It was more for the favorites, and the unknowns really proved themselves. So, like, you got a Boston College, you've got a Miami, like, teams that actually proved themselves. I guess you can count
Virginia Tech. Horrific.
Ooh, yeah, horrific.
That I bet them. That's bad. We should lean into Florida State. This is a full-on football disaster. I don't know any other way to put it.
Yeah.
And now you have a situation where they're playing Memphis, right? Like, coming up. This is bad. like that Memphis game next weekend is a problem. And then you play.
Can you imagine Norvell losing to Memphis?
Well, but like Memphis is good. Memphis is a team people think
that
is going to make the playoffs.
That hurts.
So what? I wonder what. I don't see a number. I wonder what that
Memphis
point spread
will
is.
Definitely like play up even for that purpose.
Memphis,
you know what I mean?
Cal at SMU, extremely losable. Clemson, losable. At Duke, I don't know.
Is Florida State at Clemson?
Well,
okay, good. For DJ's sake, I just don't want it to be.
And then they
I
play
mean, not
at
that
Duke.
FSU fans are being nice to him anyway, but.
All right, let's do this game. Let's do will Florida State make a bowl, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, they play Memphis at home. I think Florida State loses that game. I'm just going to say it right now. I think they're 0-3. Do the Memphis win or loss for you?
Well, I'll take it as a loss.
Cal at home. I'll give them a win. Okay, one. That's
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
win.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm looking at the schedule. Did you signify one? Okay. Sorry, I'm
locked in.
Like fucking head very focused. All right. At SMU, that's a loss for Florida State.
At SMU?
Yeah. I don't even think SMU's that good. That's a loss.
Okay. So they only have one win?
That's 1-4. Home versus Clemson, that's a loss. 1-5.
Okay.
At Duke, that's a win. 2-5. I don't even feel good about that. Duke like does weird shit. At Miami, 2-6. North Carolina at home, I'll give them a win. Sure, 3-6. At Notre Dame, 3-7. Charleston Southern, that's 4. And then sure, beat Florida, that's 5. Like
they won't.
Can very realistically argue that this team won't make a bowl. Feel bad, man. Poor DJ. I mean, I love him.
I love his family. It's hard to watch. It really is. And I think for a lot of people, it is hard to troll him. Can we talk about the eating dog shit guy just for a sec?
Oh,
I told you this before we did our AP poll live show. I don't care if this guy does it either way. I get the principle of saying he put it out there and all of that. But just the idea, I think you had it right. You were like, hey, what we should do is make him do it. And when he goes to do it, we say, no, man, you don't have to do it.
Don't
but
eat the shit.
Idea of this man eat like I came in no. I don't want him to. I don't want to know that he did. I'm good with him disappearing off the face of this planet, but there are a lot of people very much hunting him down and calling him out.
He deleted his Twitter, but then somebody came on and said, I'm the dog shit guy, but wasn't the dog shit guy, or is he just not surfaced? Is the dog shit guy gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He's Mack from Barstool has gotten his actual name and his fiance's Instagram account.
Jesus Christ.
And I think he's been in contact with him via Snapchat. I don't know. Deep dive. Shout out Jack Mack. I love his little deep dive journalisming on TikTok. But this guy, I think, is like he's off the grid. He's deleted like everything within like hours of this. Like he was gone.
So imagine you have backed your team. You're coming off one of the most heartbreaking ways to end a great season that you could possibly have. Your star quarterback breaks his leg. Your entire roster opts out of its bowl game. You miss the playoff despite going undefeated. You were back. You come back with hope and optimism renewed. You lose a heartbreaker across on the other side of the world. And then you double down and you say, yeah, I'll eat fucking dog shit out of a solo cup. And your team then proceeds in this game, right? To the exact moment in this game, you're down 21-6. 11:58 is left in this football game. And you now, the world saw this before it even happened, right? The guy wrote, I'll eat dog shit. And everybody, including
me. Oh, the screenshots were there.
And so then you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, motherfucker, like this, no, this is not going well to me.
Yeah.
You I don't know what you do. I think in this instance, you delete the account.
Oh,
you,
I would.
You
I
cut
would
your losses.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I would certainly, that's not true. I would take this moment and take my fame. Let me tell you that. I would I would wear it.
Dog shit?
I would wear it. I would not eat the dog shit, but I wouldn't hide. I wouldn't hide from the fact that I did. I would come on this podcast and I would say my piece and apologize and do like one of those, I don't know, trade for something else. Trade for something else that's not as gross.
Donate like $1,000 to a shelter.
Yes, we would do something. Yes, we would figure out a way. But I certainly wouldn't be hiding from this. I would be capitalizing on this moment.
Maybe that's because I like attention.
That could have been...
He could go viral. Like very, very. He's already viral.
Yes, he's already viral. He should have owned it. And that's what a real champ would do. Would be like, hey, people are going to always hate on you. You got to find some way to spin this into something else. And also, he's getting married this year. Buddy, what are you doing? Spin this into, okay, if I get $250,000 in a GoFundMe, I'll eat the dog shit. Or something. Yeah. Find a way to spin this to pay for your wedding or something. Your fiance is getting harassed on the internet too now. So she did. Look at what she's signing up for. If my fiance
wedding's
tweeted,
off.
I would actually, Nick, don't ever tweet anything like that because I... Don't tweet that you would eat dog shit. Let's just start there. That's just a universal rule. We all can agree. No puns allowed, community. Don't tweet that. Maybe something else. Also, yeah. No more tattoos. No more tattoos.
Yeah, that's played out. The dog shit. I mean, like you
eat a dog treat. Eat a dog treat. Eat dog food.
Yeah, but dog it doesn't shit. Play the same. Dog shit. The stakes are high.
That is.
The stakes are high.
Like, he could get like really sick. This is such the like
New York Jets.
This is such the goody two shoes in me. I'm like, he could get really sick from eating dog food.
Well, no, he can. New York Jets, San Francisco 49ers, dog shit, winner take
all.
Absolutely
not. Yes. Absolutely not. Okay. I did the mayo bath. I'm not. I will do a mayo bath again. I'll do a mayo bath every week for the next year before eating dog shit.
Oh, that'd be awful. It would be.
What's like the worst thing you would possibly do for a sports bet?
I mean, I wouldn't eat dog shit.
I'm certainly baiting you into a.
Oh yeah, no, you are. I when the tattoo thing's played out, it wouldn't even bug me. I'd tattoo like it'd be fine. It would be like whatever.
I wouldn't be able to get the tattoo. I'd pass out. So,
I'd have to get back to you. There's definitely things that would like drive me crazy. Like doing a stand up routine would like. I think I'd be okay at it, but like being up there lost, I think that would, and I don't normally get stage fright, but I've seen people when they're thrown into stand-up routine situations and they have to do it.
Stand-up would be hard, but I just, even if it was failing, I don't think I would care that much. It's got to be something else.
I do it every week. That's why Jack, whatever his name is, Matt Jackson or... Jack Nashson told me an asshole. I mean, that's comfort for me, buddy. I thrive when you're calling me an asshole.
Yeah.
You're making me stronger. All right, what else? All right. Well, Miami. Cam Ward is really good.
Cam Ward's good. Miami's good.
You know.
Don't ruin this, Mario. Do not ruin this. Shout out to Cam for absolutely obliterating the SEC and Florida and being like, I played at USC. I played at Washington. This isn't anything here in the swamp, okay? It's nothing. Shout out the Pac-12.
I really like watching Cam Ward play because there's just an ounce. No, there's a solid serving of little fucks given in his game that I really admire.
No. Like, he kind of reminds me of...
It's like bootleg Bryce Young.
Yes.
It's like Brewery's the calmness.
Yes. He doesn't. It's like almost where there's like nothing there.
Bryce would hold onto the ball for an hour, move around, and it was like elegant. And Cam does that, and yet it's like I love the
and then
pace
at the
of
end
he,
they just like smile and that's it. It's like you know what I mean. It's not like this like crazy reaction to stuff. Yeah, no, that is actually a great comparison in terms of like demeanor.
Yeah, it's the stylistically.
Yeah. Also, it gives me kind of CJ Stroud vibes too, in the terms that like he also is very like. I remember at Ohio State, people were like, "Does this guy care? Does he care? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Does this guy even care about football? Well, he does now, so we're fine.
We're fine. No, I. So Miami might be a thing, and I'm here for that. If Miami's a thing,
I'm just saying, Mario. If you mess this up, people are gonna be really mad.
Oh, and you. Yes, we know that's coming, and I will not eat the dog. I'll eat the metaphorical dog shit on Notre Dame. Notre Dame, that was pretty good.
To be on their bandwagon yet because, I mean, now I obviously can be, but I criticize them heavily on this podcast because and on our live shows because I've put all of my stock in them for the last couple of years, and they really haven't. All of the Marcus Freeman years I've bought into this team, and I've gotten just whopped. So I have been very patient. That to say, Notre Dame, if you lose a game that you were supposed to win and ruin your chance of a playoff, this narrative's never going away that you guys don't play anyone big, you guys can't handle it.
This schedule sucks. It got a little better.
USC?
I guess, and Louisville might be okay, and Georgia mm-hmm. Tech might be okay, although I don't know. Like, the schedule sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. Like,
I do want to talk about our friends at TNT. There is a pregame and postgame show now for college football because we have Mountain West rights. So that tends to and the guys on that show were talking about Notre Dame, and they were like, join a conference. Like, you guys have to join a conference, play somebody, prove it, all this stuff. But my point is, like, why? Why would you do it just yet? Like, you haven't been punished for not being in a conference. The only punishment they get is no bye. But other than that, you sit out of, like we talked about, other teams like USC or yeah. like other teams in the Big Ten and the SEC that aren't playing during conference championship weekend, like aren't going to be really punished for that. And they actually, it just might be nice if they don't have to play again. And sure, again, the bye thing is a big deal. But you have to think that Notre Dame's in a fine position now. Unless they're left out of the college football expanded playoff for not being in a conference, I don't see any reason why they would join one. The money is there for their own TV rights. Their money's there for the brand. They're avoiding playing an extra game and having an extra loss on their record. And they can make their own schedule. They can make their own schedule. And it sucks. It sucks, but you have staple wins. You get staple wins. So you have Texas A&M, you have USC on your resume. Okay, staple wins. It's still, you could argue that about a team that's in a conference. You could argue that about Ole Miss.
Well, it's, you know, people need to differentiate the Notre Dame and then the business of Notre Dame. The reason is they're not joining a conference is because the business reasons are very good.
Yeah.
And so if they get boxed in to a point where they have to join a conference, they're not joining the fucking ACC anymore.
Yeah, I could tell you that.
They probably join the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It seems like the most thing, which would be amazing for the Big Ten. But would it be amazing for Notre Dame?
No,
like,
exactly.
So you don't get a bye. Do you think people in Notre Dame are like, okay, now that could prove costly, right?
Yes.
So they get a home playoff game.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, like, you also are banking on the fact that, like, there are teams that are going to play Notre Dame during the non-conference schedule. So you're banking on teams like Texas A&M playing them. You're banking on other Big Ten and SEC teams being willing to play Notre Dame to have staple wins during the non-conference schedule. Okay?
Yes.
That you're banking on the fact that people also are willing to play games against them to have a staple victory and a strength of schedule bump as well. So I don't know that it's necessary. I understand the sentiment behind people would like to see Notre Dame in a conference.
We've been saying this for decades.
But, like, again, the point being they don't need to be in a conference to be successful, to make the playoff. What they do need to win is win playoff games and prove that they can win playoff games. That's where they're at.
I will say this about Notre Dame. That was a really nice win. I don't know what it means exactly because I don't know how good Texas A&M is. I also don't know if Riley Leonard is actually any good.
Yeah.
Like,
he's so precious.
He's going to get they need to figure out how they're going to keep him upright because this is just not a
young
good recipe.
But yeah. I love when quarterbacks cry, like Miller Moss and Riley Leonard both getting like teary-eyed. Like, nothing makes me happier than a quarterback that's crying after a win. So if we could have more of that in college football, that would be great. I love it. I love every minute. I'm just so sweet and so innocent and pure.
Yeah. All right. Well, fine.
Kareem was like, whatever. I want Brian Kelly slamming tables.
Yeah. Yes. This is true. Cry, Riley Leonard.
Hashtag
cry.
The feels. If you don't follow the feels from the Bleacher Report app, please do now.
Let's also take a moment for each of our sports ball teams having having some good moments in week one.
We have to talk about, let's start with Iowa because that was the game that we started with on Saturday, obviously.
Yeah.
I very much was trolling you at halftime like this was the easiest bet of my life. The second half, all I sent Kramer on Slack was the F word. Oh my God. No effing way. Yep. It was so stressful. And also my DMs of people being like, oh no, oh no. But sure enough, Iowa under hits. That is probably the hardest that I've sweat a bet in a couple years. Like that, I was like, no, no. And I didn't even have that much money on it. It was more just that I was like, I'm putting a lot of stake in making this bet every year. I'm a little nervous, but also I thought that the total would end up going up now for Iowa. I was like, this works out perfectly. People think their offense is going to be back. The total's going to be set high. It's set at 36 for this week. And I was no.
In a week not heavy on good games, that is one of the best games,
yeah,
by the way.
So,
all right, but I'll say this about Iowa. Oh my God, I had thoughts at half. I was down bad, and then it was like a light switch turned on. Like three touchdowns to wide receivers, which eclipsed last year's total of two. And by the way, two of those touchdowns went to a young man, a true freshman, Reese Vanderzee, who I have been hearing about, by the way, of people that like they're like, hey. He's a huge wide receiver that they'll probably turn into a tight end because that's what Iowa does. But two touchdowns, and the defense was obviously great because that's what their defense does.
Yes,
but it was joy. I mean, it was against Illinois State, but there was joy for me in this. And like my entire Twitter feed was like, you know, Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption, just crawl through a mile of shit looking up at the sky.
Yeah,
that is what we did. And it was against Illinois State. So we'll have to see if this week.
I think we've said shit on this podcast, this episode of the podcast, more than we have like ever on this podcast.
I normally do the heavy lifting on this front, and I apologize.
No. I feel like it's good. I feel like it's needed.
It's real.
But
right?
Speaking of shit, the Arizona defense certainly looked like that on Saturday. I hope that they figure it out. I know that they will. Okay, I have faith.
On the bright side.
Holy smokes, on the bright side, T-Mac and Noah. Just
dude.
It's dude, so good. You got Speedy. God. You got, I mean, that offense, just everything. Also, I said this to you, I think, before our live show. Talk about like completely different personalities. So I said when I went to school, Mike Stoops was the head coach, and then it was Rich Rod.
Yes.
Rich Rod and then Brett Brennan could literally not be more opposite. And don't get me wrong, I said earlier, I like the Rich Rod way. But Brett Brennan just, you know, wearing the lay, being so respectful, because again, it's a sign of respect to wear that. I think Noah Fafita's family gave him that. And just being like the calm demeanor, even at half, just the discussions and like the way he views like coaching and just the way he views like how he goes about like coming down hard on guys or the way to coach essentially is so opposite of what you would normally get from most college football coaches, honestly. That was actually very cool for me to see because I think a guy like that being successful is great for college football. So
yes.
And also the Arizona Wildcats being good at football is great for me. So that's for the brand. So really all things are wonderful. I am going to go to Arizona for family weekend. My little cousin Logan, shout out Logan, is a freshman at U of A now. So I am going for family weekend. I am very excited about that. I think they play West Virginia. So,
it's a good game.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun to see them in person, but I'm optimistic. I'm a little nervous about Big 12 hopes if we don't get that defense figured out, but I'm hoping this next game will find something.
10 catches. 304 yards and 4 touchdowns.
It was just insanity. And some of the catches, too, like...
Not even real.
Noah's just like, yeah, I'm going to throw it in that direction. I know he'll get it.
Let's do just very quick, rapid fire shots on some other things that we noticed. Oregon, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing? Figure it out.
I don't know what. 41
we'll give you
completions
a pass right now, but
for Dylan
figure
Gabriel,
it out.
But 24-14, what the hell? Jeremiah Smith on Ohio State. We've been saying it. The dude's going to be legit. He's already legit. I thought that was unbelievable. I'm trying to think what else. Those are the things that really, really, really. Oh, Penn State might have an offense too, by the way. That would be cool.
Maybe.
Maybe if they have an offense as well. So
we got to see Arch Manning.
Yeah, it's always a good sign or a bad sign when Arch is in a football game. Jalen Milroe, by the way, might be really good.
Alabama might be really good.
Western Kentucky is not some dipshit. Like, this is a team, this is a program that's not like Stony Brook. Sorry, Stony Brook. But this is not like a total shit heel. This is a decent team. So, all right, but let's talk week two.
And shout out Georgia for just being the number one team in the country.
Oh,
and actually
Jesus Christ. We should probably talk about that. Yeah. That's the game.
You're like, all right, this is the final notes that I have. Paige, I'll just, you don't need to say anything.
Sorry. Yeah.
Girls talking about football. Fade. I'm kidding.
Who was that dipshit on TikTok?
Justin. Justin.
Justin and I just had a synergy moment.
I was like, yeah. Ooh, buddy, that's not the comment you want to make.
Yeah.
I will say, I know we already talked about trolls. I will say, I don't clap back that much, but when I do, it's like I go full scorched earth.
Yeah, you can, you know.
You can give it back to him.
Yeah, that's good. That's how it should be.
At your own risk, it could be the wrong day. But anyway.
Georgia was absurd. Like, this is, you know, Carson Beck played okay. I don't know. The pieces on offense don't feel quite right just yet, although they got themselves a
just admit
of running
you miss
backs.
Brock Bowers.
I do.
You
I do.
Love that guy.
I do. I tried to draft him in my fantasy draft, and he went like one spot. I was like, fuck. But here's my bigger takeaway than Georgia is, like, Dabo is – they're going to have to, like – he's either going to have his Saban moment where he hires Lane Kiffin and go transfer portaling, or like he won't be there in 2 years. I really think this could be.
I did a video for BR over the weekend on this. The other thing that really bothers me about it is that he not only has obviously struggled and clearly isn't using the portal and making all these comments, but he's then making comments about like, oh, you know, he could have gotten a job in the NFL or another job in college football. And it's like, okay, dude, like, what do you, okay, that's great that people want you as a coach. But again, you're going to go to their program and not use the portal. Like, you, what? That doesn't prove anything. That doesn't give us anything. So just relax, dude. Relax. Like I said, BR was like, hey, we want to post a video about Dabo. You got anything? And I was like, boy, do I.
Yeah, I just not working, man. And
it's not.
Also, the you look at what a quarterback does for a team, and Cade Klubnik just is not the guy.
Ain't it?
DJ, ain't it? But Cam Ward, what he did for Miami, at least in a one-game snapshot, is it.
Yeah, there's a guy that we
Dylan
can...
Dylan Raiola.
I was just... You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say...
Well, all right, let's go to week two, because I don't have this game
I was
going to
say week two, so I do have this in my locks. But
I have it in my locks, too. Never mind.
Okay, I had this in my locks, but let's talk about Dylan Raiola, please.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, seriously, so good. I'm excited that everybody's excited about him. I'm excited for Neighbor Jason. I text you. I did a video for BR this weekend, and I text you, and I was like, Neighbor Jason is about to love the video I'm doing for TikTok, okay? I'm ready. I'm also getting to play Colorado. Like, this is going to be such a fun game.
Yes. Yes.
I'm ready.
We are trying to figure out our plans, because most likely I will be writing about Michigan, Texas, which is 11 a.m., which God bless the Nooners. And then, so in theory, we'll be able to kind of dig in and really kind of watch this one. Raiola, though, and just talking about Colorado, like, this is what you want in college football. I was super impressed. First off, you knew he had the arm.
Yeah.
He looked very calm. I actually thought Nebraska's O-line, albeit against not great competition, played really well, too. So, like, kind of allowed him to be that guy. But he's fun. Arm angles... on the move, like the Mahomes comps are lazy, but there's some realness to
physically,
But he's physically, but he, there is some realness to that. Like, yeah. And I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but like, it's different. And he, if you're a Nebraska
that
fan,
one,
like,
where he just like literally dropped it right in the basket, like it was just beautiful.
We'll make our picks for this, but yeah, this is
one of the more
maximum
exciting
fun
weekend.
Football
yeah,
game. I would agree. And it's a night game. It's going to be, this is the good stuff.
Yeah, this is going to be the good stuff. I'm very excited. Texas and Michigan. How are you feeling? Michigan also got lucky that Oregon was bad during the same time they looked kind of bad, and then they found it. But are we worried about Michigan?
Yeah.
Especially
like,
against Texas. Do we think Texas might actually just like show out? But they are at Michigan, correct?
They are at Michigan. Part of me wants to absolutely pound Texas and bet
yeah, me
Texas.
Too.
And I'm a little reluctant. The spread was at 6.5. It went to 7. It went to 7.5. And now it's back at 7. Total is at 42. So, but Texas like looks like it's going to be a thing again. And I don't know. Michigan did some really good things. The defense made some great plays. I don't know. I think it's early, but this quarterback situation in Michigan where you're kind of two quarterbacks in there, I don't know, man. Vibes are not great, but they still have some awesome individual players. Texas may just kick the dog shit out of them, though. Even in their own building. There's vibes to that. I just don't – is that too obvious is where I struggle.
Yeah, no, totally. I feel you on that. I don't know. I think I'm still going to go Texas. I don't think I picked that in my locks in terms of spread. I think I took the total. But other games that I'm excited to see, Oregon, Boise State, that way we can get like a better evaluation because Boise State's not terrible.
Dude,
maybe a little
how about
A night game for Oregon. Maybe they'll figure it out as opposed to like a day game at Autzen.
Well, how about, Ash and Jenty too? 6 touchdowns, 267 yards. That was awesome. That's a huge line, 19.5. So the odds makers think that Oregon is going
to
bounce back.
You had some serious words for the week one slate. This week two slate is far worse.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great. Tennessee, NC State is probably your best other game. And okay, let's do this together. When we're doing our AP poll, we are scared to pronounce Nico's last name. So here we go. We'll pull you guys behind the curtain. Paige and I got on earlier this week. We're getting ready to talk about Tennessee and AP poll, and we were working through the pronunciation of Nico. Go ahead.
E Amaleava.
Wait, you got to slow it down into three sections.
No, if I slow it down, I'll mess it up. What do you mean?
Oh, wait. I thought before.
No. See, if I slow it down, I'm going to mess it up. E Amaleava. No, Kramer.
You're gone.
You ruined it.
E Amaleava. Nico E Amaleava.
Yeah.
It's like what? It's like Jimbo Fisher.
I will say, and that is all. I don't care who you are. It is hard sometimes to say names. We mess up
Nico
the simplest of names.
E Amaleava.
And anyone who criticizes people who mess up names can try and say my last name correctly the first time. And if you get it right, then fine. But if not, took Kramer a while, okay?
He should still fuck it up.
But
this is interesting because Nico E. Amaleava looked extremely good against Chattanooga, threw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns in the first half, looked like a dude. Certified dude showing. NC State didn't look great, by the way, in their opener, kind of stumbling around last Thursday. I want to see more of Nico. This line, I'm not touching this game because it's 8, and I feel like everyone's going to be all over Tennessee. Kind of want to take NC State. I don't know. Do you have any? Is this involved in your locks in any capacity?
It is not.
I don't know what to do with it. Is there any other? Yeah,
no.
We can get to locks shortly because this is a dog shit slate.
It is so bad.
Oklahoma State, Arkansas.
You need a dog shit counter or a shit counter.
Yeah, seriously, this is the kind of game like slate that old buddy should eat dog shit about. It's bad. It's really, Baylor, Utah, I have that in my locks. We'll talk about that. Cal, Auburn, if you're into that sort of thing. Michigan State, Maryland.
It's ugly. We know what that means, though.
Chaos.
There will be upsets. Chaos. Give me some chaos. Some teams that we think might be pretty good are going to show that they're bad.
Well, look, let's do it. Let's do locks.
Okay.
Now, we're doing these all at the same time again, right?
Yes.
This is how we're doing this. Probably
Director
should have worked
Page,
it out.
Director Page is saying.
Okay.
What did you just say?
I'm trying to make sure I have the flow. We should have asked you before.
What did you
we
say at the end?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to find my locks. I was panicking that I didn't have my access to my picks. That's what I was doing. I was trying to buy myself time. So okay. If I said something,
I thought you might have said, I don't know. I will have
if
to
it was
go back
something
to
offensive, yeah. Matt, producer Matt, delete whatever I said because I found my locks. Okay. Here they are. Thank God. That was me mid panic trying to fill air. Like, if you ever see me blackout drunk, that's kind of what it looks like. There are words that I'm saying and my eyes are kind of there. I'm not there. I'm elsewhere, but I found the locks. All right. You were 4-1 last week. So, hey, shout out to you.
Woo, I'm not going to brag about it. It's nothing. Yeah,
you
nothing.
Know how the gods are.
Yeah, it's nothing. I don't want to tempt them.
So, but why don't you take us out to sea here?
You want me to go first this time? No, I don't have my locks up and ready to go. And now you're putting me on the spot. All right, now I have them. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Texas, Michigan. I'm going to go under 42. I'm going to keep it low scoring. I'm going to keep it maybe in the teens, in the 20s for both. I think we're going to be okay. I think under 42. Is that bold?
No, I actually kind of like it. I think that's where I would side as well.
Okay. So Texas, Michigan, under 42. Here's a true sicko pick. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm doing this, and I'm fading their backup quarterback. Charlotte plus 22.5 versus UNC.
Cool. Good Lord.
I know. I just needed one that was out there. You know, when you need one pick that's just completely out there, that was my
pick. It's out there, yeah.
It is out there. It's something. So we will see how that plays out. Justin might be right. Colorado, Nebraska, over 59. Shootout. It's going to be an absolute shootout. Very excited. I think both offenses will be cooking, and I'm excited for it. I actually think it'll be a really fun game. Do you have a lean who you think might win those games?
I have a pick in my
locks. Okay, I won't tell. Then I'll move on.
I also like the over, by the way. I do. That was the other side that I was thinking about. So, well done.
And then Kansas State, minus 10 versus Tulane. I'm going to go with the other Wildcats on that front. And then my final pick is Arizona over whatever the total is, because there's not the total listed yet, but I will take the over when it is listed. So that is my very big bet that I don't even know. I have two sicko bets, basically.
So Iowa under will be bad. It's not a lock, but it will be
bad
again.
Yes, it's not a lock. I only put it in my locks for the first week just because that was the thing, but I will be betting Iowa unders. Because also what I do with my locks is I bet my locks as a parlay.
I like this.
I like that. I just do that every year. And then this, I think my Iowa one is going to be separate.
Okay, I like all of this, minus the Iowa under, but I can't not like that because history says.
I mean,
that's
it's really
how the
low
game
this week,
go.
So I'm kind of nervous about it, but I committed to betting it, and I'm not going to back out like the guy who said he would eat dog shit.
No, this is not a dog shit bet. We're just doing the thing here.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to bet Illinois plus 5 versus Kansas. I love this
Ooh.
Line. This is where I start to hit my rhythm, which is home to underdogs against ranked teams. I don't think this Illinois team is that bad. They lost a lot of really close games down the stretch, and I'm not necessarily buying Kansas just yet. Team Kansas, by the way, I love Kansas. This is only business.
Team,
but this is a huge game for Mr. Brett Bielema. Like, you got to start stockpiling some wins here. I think this is one. Utah minus 14 versus Baylor. Look, I don't think Baylor is very good. I think Utah is very good, and this, you have to go play at Utah. Like, welcome to a new environment.
Yeah.
I think this is going to get ugly. You want to talk about hot seat? Dave Aranda probably not going to be feeling very good after this game. There's no tricks in this game. I just think Utah's going to kick the dog shit out of them, dog shit being a theme. Syracuse plus 3 versus Georgia Tech. Again, juicy line. Ranked Georgia Tech, hot team. Syracuse, Mr. Kyle McCord played really well last week. Tough place to play. This number I saw was kind of hovering back between 3 and 2.5. I'd love to get him at 3. 2.5, I'm still going to do as well. I think Syracuse is going to win outright. Nebraska minus 7 versus Colorado. Lost in the Shador, Travis Hunter, Horn Jr. fun is the fact that they almost lost to an FCS team. The play calling and the coach stuff at the end was really bad.
Okay.
Nebraska is going to have its moment. Now, I've said this, if you've listened to this podcast for, I don't know, 2 years now. Not just saying that because my good friend Jason and our good friend of the pod, Jason, is a Neighbor Nebraska Jason. Fan. I think they're going to kick the dog shit out of Colorado. I really, really do. Woof, woof. I think Nebraska is going to finally have its moment. I think Dylan Raiola is going to have another welcoming to college football. I really like this game. I also like your over. And the last one is kind of a sneaky, weird college football game. Washington State plus 2 versus Texas Tech.
So I looked at that game, but that Texas Tech game from last week made me very, very stressed out about the whole thing.
Well, it did to me as well. But I think that you almost lose to – who did they almost lose
Abilene
to
again? Christian.
Yes. Bad. Bad. Very, very bad. And then you have to go on the road and take on a Washington State team that, like, is on this, like, college football rampage. This is very much fun for me. So, yes, I'm going to take – I agree. It's kind of a weird game. I don't get a sense that it's trendy, though. I think Texas Tech is still getting some money. I'm going to go on Washington State, and there you go. Hopefully a little bit better week so that guy doesn't call me an asshole online again.
I mean
– easy.
Honestly, ass. good for engagement. That's what I say. Thanks for the engagement.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Awesome. So those are our locks. We've got, I think, some random shit, which is funny because I just said we've said shit, but random shit has been a segment that we've done for the last year or so. Your random shit was about, you had something and I now forget what it is.
Oh, yeah. I went to a baseball game this weekend.
Yes.
So fun aside, I don't really post this stuff online. That was like the other day. You were like, why did you post about this? I'm bad at it now. So the bullpen coach
the people
of the New
here
York
know.
Mets,
the people here are aware.
Yeah, they're we're bad at this. The bullpen coach of the New York Mets just so happens to be a fan of Golden Tee. Reached out to Golden Tee. Mets were playing the White Sox this week and said, hey, you guys should come out. So, parents are in town, took the kids, hate driving to the city, watched the New York Mets, got access on the field, which was awesome. My kids weren't having this gentleman, Eric, could not have been nicer. Brought my kids signed hats. Brought them Mets bubblegum, like Gatorade cup bubblegum, sunflower seeds, extended, like, basically, kids, you have free reign in this field. And then I got a Pete Alonso signed bat. Now, I am a, you know, when you do the media thing, I think you lose a little bit the soul of these kind of moments because you start to become numb. But I was very touched.
Yeah. And when it's not your sport, too, like your core sport that you cover, it's something that, like, you are reminded of the fanness that lives in you.
I could be a fan. That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. We got great seats. We had a really nice time. They are going to be back in Milwaukee in a couple of weeks. We're going to try and go again. And it was cool. It was neat. By the way, the White Sox may be the worst team in any sport I've ever seen live. I can't believe.
Shot fired.
How fucking bad they are. They're about to become the worst team in baseball history. And it was hard to, it was sad walking out of there. It was a competitive game.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, are they bad? So that was my big random shit. We had a fun weekend at the ballpark.
That is pretty cool. My random shit is that this is my last podcast in this room.
You have to be careful there. Like, this is my last podcast, and then, like, dead air. You got a fucking...
in this room.
Jeez.
I'm moving, and next week I will have a different background. And pending any internet problems, I could be back here. Who knows? But I have, for years, have gotten comments when I did another podcast before this, when I've done this podcast. So many people DM me about these bobbleheads behind me. They are not coming with me. They belong to my stepdad. And I just wanted to shout out the bobbleheads and the people that have commented about the bobbleheads over the years. But yeah, I'm moving. And so I will have a new studio, a big girl studio. Very exciting.
Couple of things. That is very exciting. Your Oakland A's are playing some baseball, although I think you disbanded them last year.
I still root for them, but the problem is that I'm like, I actually texted my friend about this the other day, yesterday actually. I'm in denial that they're leaving. Like, I'm straight up in denial. And I'm pretending it's not happening. So, like, for me, I'm just ignoring.
My problems.
Yeah, exactly. Just ignore them. That's really the no puns allowed way is ignore it. So, we're promoting ignoring your problems here.
By the way, I'm saying that because you have the A's bobbleheads behind you. If you're listening and you're like, wow, that's a weird transition. You have your studio picked out. You're ready to go.
I have a giant That Sports Page sign. I don't know if you remember, for my 30th birthday, I have a neon sign that has my logo on it. So that's going up. I do have A's bobbleheads that are like my own personal ones. I have a signed baseball by Mark Ellis. If you're an A's fan, you know who that is. He's like one of the longest tenured A's players ever.
That's like the most A's player. If you ask like who's the most A's player,
it's Mark Ellis. So I have a signed baseball from him. I have a couple bobbleheads. I think I have the two Mats from more recent years. I have like a Coco Crisp doing the Bernie Lane. I've got a couple. So I've got some good baseball memorabilia of my own to put up. But yeah, there will be definitely a change in studio. I don't know if it'll be ready by next week. I'll try my best. But honestly, moving, I thought wedding was expensive. Moving is expensive. Buying all the furniture is expensive. But you know what? A lot of adulting going on over here. And it's great, but it's a lot of work.
During the football season, too.
During the football season, I couldn't have just timed it any better, you know? Actually, that's not true. I thrive in chaos. Like, if I have a lot to do, stuff gets done because it's very organized. You've seen, I made a new doc for us for No Punts Allowed for certain things. And like, getting my stuff organized. We got to be organized. I love a good type A organization situation.
Well, that is very exciting. Well, yes. Good luck with the move.
Thank you.
We were kind of on time, I think, this week. Crisp. Still hopefully thoughtful. I did take my beer out of my oversized koozie. That was a good call out just to start immediately about
what
that.
What I need is Brewmate to sponsor this podcast because I love their little like insulation things that you could put the skinning cans in. We have like 20 of them.
Someone
in our family,
other than Dasani, Brewmate. Please.
Yeah, no Dasani. We're so out of Dasani. Sorry, Dasani and Aquafina. I'm actually not sorry at all. Do better with your water. Do better.
Wow.
And I think we should end on that. Really.
Yeah, I could say the same to Dabo. Florida State. And the ACC.
Dabo is the Dasani of football coaches right now.
I'm tired of hiding my disdain.
Florida State is the Aquafina of college football right now, and Dabo and Clemson are the Dasani of college football.
Like,
that's the perfect explanation.
Do better. Do better, Dasani.
Do better, be better.
All right.
And
I'm Adam. Cheers.
Sorry.